2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
The DFS Army. Welcome to the MLB Daily Dispatch, brought to you by those wonderful folks over at DFS Army. Hey, if you've been seeing all the fuss on Twitter lately, yeah, that's us making the noise. If you're not signed up with us yet, use the promo code WIN and go to DFSArmy.com. You can get 7 free days to see what we're all about. You get access to our 24/7 hour Slack chat channel, which homes me, Keith, Chop, pretty much everybody doing their thing over in the MLB channel. And, of course, we've got the Domination Station, which you can use for golf, NASCAR, and all sorts of other sports. But, just the big camaraderie that we got going on over here should pay for itself. But, again, check us out for 7 days for free. That is promo code WIN over at DFSArmy.com. I am your host, Al Walsh. Twitter is where you can find me, at 14a.walsh. And I got the newest member going to the World Fantasy Baseball Championships in the FanDuel sector. We know him as Keith Hall. You can find him on Twitter at Boomers DFS Daddy. But we're just going to call him Champ for the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. I haven't chased a lot this year. Like, I thought I was going to. I mean, I've played here and there, but not really heavily chased. And it's good to get that first one out. Now I can, kind of relax and chase for a second or a third one, see what I can come up with, and kind of go represent the DFS Army. It's something that I love to do. I've long been made it know that I am Boomer's daddy, and I have a problem. I am a Q whore. I love it, and the wife was very, very excited to be able to know that she is going to a place that she's never been before, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I got a couple months to kind of prepare. Already excited that the Colorado Rockies are not at Coors Field. that is a good thing. So they are in Miami at the time. But I know that it's not taking place at Wrigley. I don't know the details yet, but I know it's not taking place at Wrigley because the Cubs are in like San Diego or something like that. So,
oh my goodness. Well, yeah, I mean, look, on behalf of the rest of the Army, I know everybody's very happy for you, but it's good to see now all you guys out there that don't know Keith. You know, maybe you don't see a lot of the work that he does behind the scenes, but, he's working feverishly, and especially during NBA season. And how fitting is it on the final, day that there was some sort of NBA action that you hit this? But, I mean, look, Keith's been pulling a lot of double duty for us lately, so this whole trip out to Chicago is definitely well-deserved. And, on behalf of the rest of the Army, we all thank you for what you do each day.
I appreciate it. My wife thinks, wishes that it wasn't so time consuming sometimes, but, now I get to, our anniversary is 3 days after the final. So,
yeah.
If I do happen to take first, you might not hear from me for the rest of the month. but no, it's good. It's, 100 teams are going to be out, or 100 teams are going to be in this thing, and it's going to be nice to, have my shot at a 250,000, and more importantly, the belt. But going to have some fun with my wife and represent the DFS Army. So,
all right, now we do have 14 games to get to today, but I'm sure it's going to be tough to do it over this weekend with Memorial Day. But me and Keith will definitely do sort of a an interview kind of thing on, how he constructed the lineup and, all the different things that were going on.
I pressed buttons and prayed. No,
so we'll probably do that next weekend. As you know, unfortunately, well, I shouldn't say unfortunately. Hell, it's Memorial Day weekend. God damn it! But we'll try to get to that at some point next week. All right, let us get into this slate.
Yeah. Before we do that, I just want to go ahead and say that there will not be a podcast on Monday. I will either be playing baseball if the weather holds up nice and then going out to my mother's, or I will be going out to my mom's and enjoying the weather. So it's time for me to get my first sunburn of the summer season. So
yeah, I got to do that too. I think I'm going to hit the golf course at some point this week. Surprisingly, I haven't been out there yet, but I think this is going to be a good time. I'm actually going to be down at Citizens Bank Park for the Phillies game. You know, hopefully the Phillies righties get a little bit of home run derby going at tomorrow. I'll be in fifth row in left field. So
congratulations for you guys sneaking one out in 11 innings last night, by the way.
Yeah, you know, hey, we had to make it interesting at some point. But
well, you know, you guys are you guys just beat the second best team in baseball and the best team in the National League right now.
Rah, rah, rah. Congratulations.
At least let me preface this, or let me back that up, at least record wise.
Yes.
So I mean, I'm excited. So we're gonna have, it's gonna be a lot of fun today. I'm gonna try not to blow through all the money that I won last night. And gonna have some fun.
Online shopping, yeah. All right.
No, it's the wife is already starting to say, we need to do this and we need to do this and we need to do this, and so also, another announcement. I will actually not be available a lot next week. I am, now that NBA's over, and it probably sucks. I'm gonna take some personal time. So I probably won't answer a lot of questions next week. Don't think I'm ignoring you. It's not that at all. I've been working feverishly since last, you know, MLB All-Star break, so almost a year now. So it's time for me to take a nice little vacation. So I will be taking the week off, at least from, you know, anything other than some light playing. Getting the important thing is, and I can say this because my wife doesn't listen to the show, I will be getting some honeydews done around the house that have been put off for almost a year.
Huh. Very nice.
That's the way I'll be exploring.
Later on today, I'm going to fly out to Oklahoma City. Me and Keith are going to hold hands, and we're going to electrocute ourselves, and the shift of power will just be, you know, passed on to me.
There you go. Like, we'll sing Kumbaya around the campfire, too.
Like one of those stupid Disney movies. All right. Let's get into this positional breakdown, because we got a lot. We got 14 games. I believe actually 15, because the entire
There's a double
day,
header.
Is 16, right? So full slate here, Friday night. These are the ones that I love out there. But we got Max Scherzer atop the pitching rankings. He is at home against the San Diego Padres, the best matchup in baseball for a pitcher. What are we doing with him tonight?
You play him?
Well,
We were actually talking about this before the show. And I didn't even realize that there was actually some, you know, pretty decent BVP here. But this is almost a situation where you can, because you don't expect Max Scherzer to get blown up, right? But, and we'll get to him when we talk about it. This is almost a situation where I actually would not mind you playing both Scherzer and Will Myers in the same lineup because of Max's ability to give up the long ball. Now, you don't have to. Don't think that you have to. But Will Myers is going to be low owned, that if he does hit that, get that home run, you can still get the 50-plus points out of Max Scherzer and get the 18 out of a low-owned third baseman and be good to go. Now, with the 14-game slate, you don't have to, because there's going to be enough options. But Max Scherzer is by far and away, without even question, the top option on the slate, and will be the highest owned pitcher on any site that you look at.
Yeah, and it's, look, I mean, we all know the Padres stigma. They strike out. Hey, I was very happy that they took two there from the Mets. Anytime the Mets falter, we know I cheer. but I mean, look, if I'm not exactly sure what he is over there on DraftKings, but on FanDuel, of course, it's possible to have Max Scherzer and a decent slate of bats that you got going on there. You know, you could probably fit a couple of those 3,000 guys there. But, yeah, I mean, look, Scherzer seems almost too easy tonight. But, look, sometimes you just, you know, you roll with the best and, you know, you work from there. And I think that's exactly what we got going on here tonight.
Yeah, not only that, but there becomes a point in time where you get overthink-itis and you end up just kind of – you try digging for a reason and making up a reason in your mind to fade somebody. And, you know, the only thing that I could say this is – and we're going to talk about this guy here in a second. And the reason why he was bumped from yesterday to today you know, is because of the weather more than anything else. But if you're not playing Scherzer, you better hope to, you know, whatever God that you pray to, that your bats go completely bananas and they're low owned so you can make up the difference, or that Scherzer falters, or that you have a guy like Jacob DeGrom that, you know, is going to be significantly lower owned that gets within 5 to 10 points.
Well, that actually serves as a nice segue to Jacob DeGrom. He will not be on my wingman list today, but...
Okay. Is there a reason why?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the one thing, you know, of course, we're looking at K rates. That's a thing to do in the industry nowadays. But Pirates actually have the second lowest K rate against right-handed pitching this season.
And they're kind of hot.
Yeah, absolutely. DeGrom has faced the Pirates here, what, four times. He is winless in those, but he does have an ERA of 2.49. Again, you got Adam Frazier, who, you know, I've been talking about for weeks on end. He's finally come through. Now, he certainly benefited from being Atlanta, you know, over the week here. He got two homers there, actually from the Atlanta area, so that was good to see him there. You know, in this span of the last seven games, though, he's 9-for-22, two homers, eight RBIs, eight walks, two stolen bases. The guy's pretty much doing a little bit of everything. He's also going to deal with Jordy Mercer, who kind of has very similar numbers to Adam Frazier over the last seven games. So you got that. I mean, you got a couple guys like Francisco Cervelli, Josh Harrison, guys that are getting on base. I think people might be a little cute with DeGrom, but again, remember, DeGrom is amazing at home, all right? I don't know what it is, but he leaves Citi Field. You know, he's not as electric in a pitcher that he is there at Citi. So I could certainly make the case to fade DeGrom tonight.
Okay. I mean, I can see that. I don't know of very many, and the reason I brought up DeGrom is I don't know of a lot of other pitchers that, you know, have the ability to do what he does. Now, you say that he's the difference at home in a way. He's got two performances on the road this season where he's eclipsed 55 FanDuel points. So I don't know if the splits are as true this season. And somebody might be saying, well, what were the opponents? Well, one was in Miami. Seven innings, four hits.
I believe that 13, was on Easter.
Yeah, 13 Ks. 4-15. You know, didn't allow a lot. The other one was against Washington, where you had 12 Ks. So
in four Easter, sorry.
Yeah, he's got four performances where he's got double digit strikeouts this season, and two of them are on the road. So, I mean, I can see both sides of it. I don't know if I want to pick on Pittsburgh the way they've been swinging the sticks. I mean, you've got Adam Frazier that's basically like he can't freaking miss right now. You know, like you said, Josh Harrison, you know, Josh Bell had another good game yesterday. We'll see who else is in that lineup, but I mean, I'm looking at it from a who can come close to matching Max. And Chris Archer's on the road, so he's out of the question. Carlos Martinez is in Denver, so he's out of the question. Jake Arrieta is in LA, but, you know, it's LA against a righty. I mean, there's not a lot to really think. I mean, you've got Eduardo Rodriguez against Seattle, who's been hitting lefties a lot better lately. There's not a lot.
Yeah.
Masahiro Tanaka, Aaron Nola, they both,
ugh.
I mean,
ugh.
They
no,
both got
Tanaka.
Difficult,
no,
well, what I was saying is they both got difficult matchups, you know, they've both got pesky matchups, right. Cincinnati's kind of pesky, we know what they can do, you know, and we know what the Oakland Athletics can do, because we've seen what they can do with guys like Jed Lowry, Matt Joyce, and Chris Davis, and Yonder Alonso, which we'll talk about a little bit later, but you know, it's very, very difficult to sit there and say that yes, this is the clear cut option number one guy, and there's nobody that could even possibly come close. The only guy I think that could is DeGrom. Now, the question is on sites like DraftKings and Fantasy Draft and stuff like that, we've got to find an SP2.
Oh yeah.
And,
oh, I got some for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great ones. But
well, you mentioned Eduardo Rodriguez. I like him a lot tonight against the Mariners. You know, for a team that has Nelly Boomstick going off against left-handed pitching, they have not been that good this year.
No, but they're getting better.
They are third worst there in WOBA and weighted runs created plus against the left-handed pitching. So you got to keep that in mind. And again, this Mariners team has not been swinging the sticks well. I mean, they got three of their four runs on one swing yesterday from Cruz. So, you know, that didn't really work out well for them. You know, Gio kind of handled them pretty well. You know, Erod's been very, very consistent here. He's gone at least six innings in his last six starts, eight innings in that last game against Oakland. He was very efficient with the pitching there. You know, that was just a fantastic start. So, you know, I think he could definitely do it again against, you know, especially how the Mariners are doing lately. I'm not too impressed with how they've been lately. And then down in Miami tonight, I actually like both of those options. So you got Dan Strelley against Jesse Chavez. Dan Strelley, I mean, it's a trend. The guy just likes sleeping in his own bend. His own bed. He was 8-1 at home last season. I believe he had the opposing batting average under 200. And then you look at it this season, I mean, you got the same exact thing going on. You know, he's got the 1.95 ERA at home this season and five starts, a 0.121 opposing batting average for guys against him. The only thing I do worry about there is the Angels' big bats do have solid BVP numbers. You know, we'll get to some of those later, but Trout, Pujols, and Calhoun have all hit him well. And then again, Jesse Chavez, you know, the most popular sleeper in all of MLB DFS. Yeah, he's been running very well lately. And then, you know, you look at his last start, you know, he gives up five earned runs to the Mets on that Sunday game, but, you know, he was staked to like a 7-0 lead in the first inning. So
yeah, started throwing it over the middle of the plate.
Yeah,
trying to get outs.
Yeah, I'm not going to put too much value in that, but before, you know, on all those starts beforehand, he had been doing pretty well. And, you know, again, he's not going to be highly owned at all. You know, it's going to be a Scherzer or bust sort of night on FanDuel. So, you know, if you want to get crazy in a queue or, you know, some of these other things, you can go with Chavez or Australia or whatever and then load up on your Coors Field bats.
Yeah, one of the things to keep in mind is that you know, we like when our teams that are hitting, they get a lot of good run support, but it almost becomes a hindrance because they kind of get away. I don't want to say they get away from the game plan, but they kind of do. They start, like, if you've got a 7-run lead, my job now is to go out and be as efficient and effective as possible. And I'm just going to start throwing, I'm going to still mix it up. But I'm gonna stop gunning for like strikeouts and stuff, and I'm going to let the hitters get themselves out. Now, a lot of people might say, "Well, what's the difference between that and the?" Well, you know, when you start a game, your job is to basically limit all damage, like hits, walks, runs, everything. When you're going out there and you've got a big lead, you don't care about giving up a single here or a single there because you know you have some cushion. So it almost works as a hindrance. We saw that with Tyler Anderson two starts ago, where the Rockies got out to a huge lead in Cincinnati, and you know his pitch count wasn't bad, but they pulled him.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen that with pitch. He only six innings. All right, we're done. Let's go. And I'm sitting there going, well, crying out loud. So, yeah, it's almost a hindrance. So, but I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with the Eduardo Rodriguez yet. We've been playing him for all season, and it's worked out, and it hasn't worked out, and you know it's worked out more recently better than it has or bad. I kind of like Alex Wood a little bit. I know it's against the Cubs, but he grades out pretty high as far as the DFSA grade today. You know, you've got
well, I just want, on the other side of that Alex Wood matchup, Jake Arrieta, he's actually had some very good starts against the Dodgers. I know that this isn't the same Jake Arrieta that we've known over the last couple of years, but he does, you know, remember he had the no-hitter there, I believe, 2 years ago. You know, we just got that, and, you know, again, just good numbers against the Dodgers.
Exactly. And one of the this guy's got, like, one of the best matchups other than Eduardo Rodriguez today. But Hector Santiago, don't sleep on him, because he's playing a Rays team that strikes out almost 30% of the time against left-handed pitching. They've got under a 300 wOBA. They've got under a 140 ISO. I mean, it's a good matchup. And as an SP2, I don't hate it.
Yeah, and also, too, just to tack on to what you were saying about the strikeout rate, they're also striking out at a 30% clip over the last 14 days as well.
Yeah, see, so, I mean, there's some potential there for it to be a sneaky GPP play.
Sure. All right, that was a lot of pitching that we broke down, but any other ones last minute here?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Let's move it along. We've got hitters to talk about. So, as always, we'll go around the diamond. But what are we thinking about for catcher tonight?
Tony Walters.
All right.
I know it's Carlos Martinez, and I think the Rockies are going to be a little bit lower owned tonight because of the fact that, you know, it is Carlos Martinez. Last time C-Mart was in Denver, he kind of had his but he kind of had his way with this team. There's not a lot of significant BVP as far as I can remember, but Tony Walters, we keep saying it, and he just keeps hitting. He's not going to hit for a lot of power. He's not going to hit for, you know, anything, but actually, I take that back on the C-Mart thing. He has not performed well against the Rockies.
You're thinking of the other Carlos Martinez.
Yeah, I was. So, I mean, you've got DJ, Charlie, Nolan, Amarista, and Parra that all have over 300 average. Now, the only one that's got him for a dong has been Parra, but, I mean, still, you're talking about a high average against these guys. So, there's not a lot of sample size, but there is a little bit of recognition there. All right. I also like...
Oh, I know. Ooh, pick me.
Go ahead.
Alex Avila.
I was looking at him. And we're going to have to watch to see if he's in the first game or the second game.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I think he'll be in no matter what. Number one, one of the hottest hitters, you know, that the Tigers have. But James McCann just went down last night. I know the Tigers had to bring up another catcher there from the minors. So they're pretty banged up at the position. So I expect he'll be, you know,
play first base.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he'll DH one of the games. But again, against Pelfrey, I think everybody in the world knows that lefties beat him over the head with the maple wood stick. So, you know, he should be in there no matter what.
Yeah, that's no secret at all. So I don't mind it.
You better not.
I really want to know if he's going to, you know, where he's going to be. So if he's in, then I don't mind it.
Yeah, he was dealing with a bit of a hand injury last night, but the other day, so he didn't get the start. But when McCann went down yesterday, he went into the game. Everything looked fine with him, so I wouldn't be too worried. I just want him to go yard so I could go da 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 Avila.
There you go.
That's all I want to do. That will make my Memorial Day weekend.
Don't mind Jonathan Lucroy.
Okay. Who are they going against?
They are going against... I lost it.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, Toronto. Yep. All right.
Dang it.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think it's going to be Avila or bust for me tonight. But again, you're right. Just look out for... Now, I don't know if you played on Sunday. This was an interesting scenario where you got... all right, so the first game of this Tigers White Sox doubleheader is going to start at 8:15, and I believe the second one is slated for 8:40. Now, let's use our heads here. They're probably not going to start on time there at 8:40, but I can't remember because if they push the start time back, I think FanDuel, whatever the start time is, they push it up there and they let you fix the lineup because obviously you're not going to get the lineup before the time that you could. Swap them out.
No. They don't.
They don't? All right.
No. Because that game is slated to go off at 8:40 Eastern. So at 8:40 Eastern, those players are locking whether the first game's done or not or you have lineups or not.
Well, the only reason I said that because on Sunday that happened with the Twins and the Royals and they actually pushed it back. But I don't remember if you could have swapped them out. But on the timestamp for for your player in the game that he had there, it showed the later time that they switched it to. So
I wonder if that was because Major League Baseball pushed it back, and so they did that in accordance to what Major League Baseball had done on the schedule. So that's the only way I could see them actually doing that.
I will be getting on the line with my rep later today, and we will square this away.
Sounds good. Let's talk about first base.
Let's do it because they're way more important than catchers. But I think one guy that's very interesting that we talked about when we talked about Scherzer, Will Myers, who actually has amazing BVP numbers there against Mr. Max Scherzer. He is 4-for-9 with a double and 2 homers lifetime there against Scherzer. You could say it's only 9 at-bats. Well, it's only 2 homers and a double against Max Scherzer. So that's pretty damn important. And the fact that he's $3,100 there on FanDuel is even more appealing.
Yes, it is. I really like Max Scherzer. I don't know why, but I really probably will have a couple lineups with both Scherzer and Will Myers in there just because the BVP is so strong and the fact that we know that Max Scherzer can give up the long ball.
Indeed, 9 of them so far already this season.
Yes.
What else we got going on there at first base?
Let's see here. You got, obviously Matt Carpenter in Colorado, Paul Goldschmidt in Milwaukee, Mark Reynolds there. Jose Abreu, we can't forget about him. He's quietly one of the lower-owned guys. And Justin Bour's been swinging the bat bananas lately.
Your boy Bray, who you just talked about, hottest hitting first baseman in the league over the last week.
Yes, and part of that has to do with Mark Reynolds cooling off. The other part of it has to do with the fact that Jose Abreu is just hitting everything from here to the moon.
Very sure. Yeah, 13 for his last 28, 3 doubles, 3 homers, 6 RBIs over the last 6 games, 8 runs as well.
Yeah, he's been pretty sick. So
of course you got Paulie Goldschmidt, who just continues to attack that right center gap just as he did last night. I was listening to Mans on Sirius XM yesterday. I forget the exact numbers, but Goldschmidt in Milwaukee lifetime, should check those out. It's pretty rad.
I probably will.
All right. Let's see, looking here. I like the Abreu play there. Miguel Cabrera. I think we'll see him DH one game. We'll see him play first in the other one. But I'm not too crazy about anything else. I think Brandon Belt could be pretty interesting against Jaime Garcia. I mean, Belt's one of the few guys that, is pretty good left on left. Again, Garcia, not a very overpowering left-handed pitcher, so I think Belt will be just fine there. And then, I don't know, maybe a Matt Adams. I mean, we've seen him be pretty hot here over the last couple days since
he donning. He looks comfortable in Atlanta, doesn't he?
Yeah. Now, he gets a major park downgrade going to AT&T Park, but he is facing Matt Cain tonight. So that is advantage Adams there.
Yeah, but if he puts it out in Triple's Alley, he's only getting a double.
Sorry, maybe you can put it in the water. What else we got?
I think the last person to do that was Cargo.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, but I think
we're not seeing that anymore lately. Huh. I hate to be a homer, but Tommy Joseph's hitting the ball well. I wish he was still priced down at, what was he, like 2,300 to start the season? He's at 3,300 nowadays, so that could be an interesting way to go there. A lot of people aren't going to go that way, but...
Yeah, don't forget about guys like Justin Smoke, Kendrys Morales going up against A.J. Griffin. Both of them, I think, are kind of in play. I know A.J. Griffin's been playing pretty well, but still. That's something that you need to look at. Yonder Alonso going against Masahiro Tanaka. I started talking about the Oakland Athletics. I really, really, really do like that ace stack tonight.
Yeah. How could you not? When we talk about stacks later on, I got some phenomenal numbers on our boy Tanaka.
Tanaka. So, all right, let's go to second base.
All right. What are you liking there?
DJ LeMahieu. He's got some significant BVP against... Mr. Carlos Martinez. I like Jed Lowry. Jed Lowry's grades out the top on the board. Like, there's a lot of good Oakland players today that grade out really well.
Okay. As they should, because Tanaka sucks.
So,
possibly might be hurt.
Possibly. I don't think you can overlook Brian Dozier going against Chris Archer on the road.
Yeah.
Colton Wong against Senzatella. I really don't want to pick on Senzatella a lot just because he's been so good and consistent. But, you know, anybody in Coors is an option. But you can go against Starlin Castro or Jonathan Scope as well. And, of course, Daniel Murphy's in there.
I wish we could hit the rewind button on this one because I completely forgot. We got the Mets going against Chad Kuhl today. What do the Mets have? All lefties. This is just a rewind back to first baseman, but Lucas Duda has actually been swinging the bat pretty well here over the last couple days. So with that, with Lucas Duda, Neil Walker going home. He's actually from Pittsburgh, so could have himself a nice day here against his hometown team. But yeah, pretty much any lefty that the Mets have tonight, I'm on. So that works.
That works.
That were I completely forgot about Duda, and it's crazy because I haven't played him the last. He's 2,600 on FanDuel. It's ridiculous. Like, and he's finally. I think he's got his swing back. Stella got her groove back. So, all these lefty Mets against Cool definitely going to be a good idea. I really like that Duda Walker combo there.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. Maybe. Cesar Hernandez. I want to see more power out of him, but he was swinging the bat pretty well. Got on base a couple times yesterday, so not a bad idea. All right, third baseman, what do you like?
Start off by Nolan Arenado, Chris Bryant. Well, maybe not so much Chris, but Jed Jerko. Again, he's in a good spot. Miguel Sano. I mean, third base seems like it's one of the more loaded positions of the night. Jake Lamb. Against Junior Guerrero or Gruer.
Guerrero?
So, yeah. So.
Yeah, all right. I know you like Hector Santiago in this game, but Evan Longoria is actually swinging the bat pretty well. 9 for his last 26, got a double homer, 5 runs there over the last 7 games. I mean, look, we haven't necessarily seen the power out of him per se here the last couple of games, but, you know, always a good hitter against left-handed pitching and. A good power alley there for him at Target Field. So I like that play a good amount.
Yeah.
Going to be tough. going to be tough to get off Jericho, though, in Coors Field. He's one of the better ones out there. And, of course, how could we forget Anthony Rendon, 7 for his last 18 with 4 homers and 9 RBIs over the last 6 games. He's going to be going up against Willie Perdomo. So, yeah. There's that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. That's not hard to figure out why.
Let's see here. I think that'll do it.
All right.
Actually, I'm sorry, Eduardo Nunez for the Giants. He's been swinging the bat pretty well. Good stolen base potential there against Jaime Garcia as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we got now? Shortstops.
Carlos Correa.
Home run last night.
Yes, Trevor Story hit a home run last night, his second game back. Zach Cozart, Francisco Lindor. those are the ones that I'm kind of steering around is the guys that have double dong potential. I think I'm going to pay up at shortstop tonight a little bit. I don't mind Adam Rosales. If he's hitting at the top of that lineup for Oakland. But right now it doesn't look like he's in that projected lineup. So it could be different.
Okay. Let's see. Xander Bogaerts, he's running pretty hot lately. 9 for his last 25. Actually hit his first homer last night. So way to go. Get off the schneid. 3 doubles in that span. 9 runs in the last 6 games. Always like those underrated points coming around to score. I mentioned Jordy Mercer earlier in the show. I doubt anybody will be on him against DeGrom. But, hey, look, guys swinging the bat well. How about Andrelton Simmons? Would you guess that he's the hottest shortstop hitter here over the last week? 13 for his last 28 with 5 doubles and a homer over his last 7 games. And guess what? In those 28 at-bats over the last week, 0 strikeouts. That's what I like to see from my hitters.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it when they put the ball in play and they don't strike out because then you have a better chance of getting points.
Indeed. And, you know, Simmons has actually benefited here now because, you know, Pujols has been swinging a little better. Obviously, Mike Trout is Mike Trout. Calhoun's, you know, swinging the bat a little better nowadays. So Simmons has really benefited at the, being at the tail end of all those guys. And, you know, it's interesting because Yonel Escobar was having a pretty good season there at the top of the Angels lineup. You know, it's not where Simmons is, but, he's kind of picked up with just getting on base and, just being there for his guys. So I dig.
Yeah, I can't argue with that at all.
All right.
Not somebody I would have thought of until you started talking about it.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're here for each other.
There you go.
Also, Didi Gregorius, one of the hotter swinging sticks there in the majors. 8 for his last 22, 2 homers, a double in the mix there as well. Only 2 strikeouts and 22 at-bats over the week. I like it. All right, let's move it to the outfielders. I think we might be in agreement here. Chris Davis, tops?
Yes.
All right, good.
Followed very, very closely by Mike Trout and Bryce Harper.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you had no salary cap, and then Charlie Blackmon.
That's the kind of outfield that makes you think twice about Max Scherzer tonight.
No kidding, right?
Yep.
So, but we also know that this is baseball. And that, you know, anything can kind of happen. So,
yes.
I like Conforto again. We talked about the Mets lefties. Nelson Cruz going against Eduardo Rodriguez. Jay Bruce, another Met lefty. Adam Frazier's just been killing the ball. Aaron Judge again. I mean, Charlie Blackmon. Outfield is loaded. And you can take your pick. Daniel Robertson actually kind of pops off the page. He's got the highest DFSA grade, 4.08 wOBA, 333 ISO, only 2,500 on DK, 22 on FanDuel. And if he's in that lineup, then going against Hector Santiago, then that might be a way to kind of attack it.
Hey, we were not done with Mets left-handed bats against Chad Kuhl tonight. So Michael Conforto, actually my best my best MLB score last year on FanDuel. I had Michael Conforto there when he was in the midst of that god awful slump. He actually hit a homer in Pittsburgh there last year. So I've got some sort of sentimental value there going with him. I am a bit worried that he does have 9 strikeouts in his last 27 plate appearances. But I mean, look, you look at what he's done when he's actually making contact with the ball. 10 for 21, 2 doubles, 3 homers, 6 RBIs, 6 walks over the last 6 games. That all is fine and dandy. You got Jose Bautista is actually swinging the bat pretty well. He gets to go up against AJ Griffin tonight. That's a good one. Your boy, I don't think, well, he's a shortstop on FanDuel, but Alexei Amarista, all the guy does is get on base.
He won't be in the lineup now. No. Not with Trevor Story back.
All right. You mentioned your boy Blackman. He's been running hot. Even with 3 strikeouts yesterday, he still got on base twice and had a good game.
Yeah.
Andrew Benintendi, he's been playing well.
He's like a Paul Goldschmidt type for your outfield or a Charlie. He's very, very close to a Charlie Blackman type. He's got stolen base upside and he's got power. So I like that. I really do like Benintendi. You know, it's one where you can, you know, he can get you to where you need to be multiple different ways. So, which is always good.
Yeah, you talked about the stolen base upside. He's got 4 of them in the last 6 games. If you want homer upside, you know, low-owned, Hunter Renfro, he's been swinging the bat pretty well for the Padres. That could be an interesting way to go. I wish that the Endurance Yarte would get some extra base hits because, I mean, he's got 14 hits in his last 6 games, all of them singles. But he's another guy with stolen base upside. Going up against Matt Cain, if he could hit one of the alleys, he can keep going and going. So I don't mind that one. And Scott Schebler could be interesting tonight for power upside against Aaron Nola. I mean, you know me. I'm a Philly homer. But, you know, Nola has had his struggles against left-handed bats. So Schebler could be an interesting piece there in your lineup tonight at CBP.
Yeah, I agree.
Okie dokie, okie dokie. I think that's all I got. Gregor Blanco too. A lot of people have been kind of shy or bashful to go to him.
I wasn't.
When I say everyone, I don't mean Keith because he is a qualified. He's a champion, my friends. But Gregor Blanco. I didn't see the price on him today, but he's been very low owned. Batting leadoff for that Diamondbacks team. Let's see here, 2,300 still today. So probably going to see him in the same spot up against the righty, Junior Guerrero. Again, I don't think we're going to see too much of Junior Guerrero today. He made 2 rehab starts in the minors. He went a combined 11 innings in his 2 starts doing those rehab stints. So, again, we're probably going to see some of the Milwaukee bullpen. They are not that good. So, again, with Blanco batting leadoff for damn near minimum on FanDuel, I'm in.
Yeah, I don't mind going back to him at all. He was in the winning lineup last night.
I was going to say, the guy won you a trip to Chicago. You should send him a edible arrangements basket or something.
I'm sorry, Gregor Blanco will not be getting anything. I will probably say I'll send Robbie Ray something.
Okay.
Or, you know, Jed Jerko. I have to pay back the karma some way. Indeed. And I just haven't figured out how yet.
We preach it. We preach it often here.
Yes, we do.
All right. Let's talk about some of these stacks. Me, I'm not the big stack guy, but I know we got a lot of guys out there. But, again, one thing that could turn me into a stack guy today is this Oakland A's lineup going against Masahiro Tanaka. I think that this might be your top stack of the day because we kind of hinted at this a little earlier. But let's talk about this right quick. So Masahiro Tanaka has allowed 21 earned runs and 10 home runs. I'm going to repeat that. 10 home runs in his last 18 innings. The A's have the second best weighted runs created plus rating at 123 and the third best ISO at 257 over the last 14 days. Right-handers are hitting 337 with a 1.056 OPS against Tanaka this season with 12 doubles and 7 home runs. Those lefties numbers, they're not slacking either. They're just not as amazing as the ones against the righties. But, you know, we already talked about Chris Davis. I think possibly even Rajay Davis, Trevor Plouffe, guys like that could be pretty interesting for some low upside, well, low owned upside. But you mentioned a couple guys like Jed Lowrie, Adam Rosales, maybe, you know, Yonder Alonso too is a big one that we talked about.
Ryan Healy.
So, Ryan Healy, you have got plenty of options from the ace tonight. I think they'll be somewhat popular on, you know, given how many games that we got tonight, but so what? You know, they'll get you points.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of really do like it. Outside of Coors Field, they're my top stocks of the night. So, I don't know how much I'm going to be playing yet just because I – you know, usually when I have these big nights, I tend to take it light the next night to, you know, keep me from, you know, blowing through a lot of my winnings.
Right.
I was only able to get one. The FanDuel queue today is already full. It's $25.
Wow.
It's already full. I was only able to get one team in there because Jesus. I noticed it. I noticed it during the show and I was like, dang it. Yeah, outside of Coors Field, Oakland is by far my favorite stock of the night. You could go. Houston and Baltimore are pretty good ones. Arizona, obviously, you know, they're a good stack. And then the Mets are another good one.
Oh. God, yeah. All of them.
And then I actually don't mind Toronto. I'm kind of looking at some of their stuff right now. Jose Bautista has really, really, really started to kind of turn it around. I don't mind it.
Okay. I've seen a lot of guys in the channel today already talking about a Brave stack.
Going up against
Matt Cain, I say the same thing. Obviously, they're getting a major park downgrade going into San Francisco tonight, I think.
But their power besides Matt Kemp is left-handed. If you want to play Matt Kemp, Brandon Phillips mini stack, I can get behind something like that. But other than that, I don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah. I was sort of poo-pooing the notion, but I mean, look, that's my big thing, right? Just the major park downgrade going into San Francisco. That's terrible. You know, if a couple of these guys can hit the gaps, great. Maybe you get one, two of these guys, but yeah, your power is all but shot in San Francisco. I haven't really looked at the weather for today either, but you know, I'm sure it's not going to be anything major. Even, you know, what's pretty interesting about San Francisco, the way that they built that park, it's, you know, the wind doesn't necessarily blast out of there, I was reading. So even if you see the wind blowing out at 16 miles an hour, it's false. It's not a 16 mile an hour wind that's blowing out there. It's like
it doesn't,
you know,
it doesn't
your standard day.
It doesn't help. The wind's going to hurt the ball more than it's going to help the ball. Then take it from somebody who's watched a lot of games there against the Atlanta Braves,
San Francisco Giants,
or San Francisco Giants. So yeah, it's a little bit different than normal, but I can't do it.
Yeah, that's fine. I do, you know, the people in the chat, because I kind of poo pooed the notion already, but I think the people deserve an explanation. And there it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Trying to think about some other stacks here that would be interesting. I mean, obviously, the Nationals up against Perdomo. You're going to have to go cheap, though, if you go with Scherzer. So, maybe like Trey Turner, I think, could be interesting tonight. We know that he's much better against right-handed pitching. So a guy like Perdomo, I think, could be a nice spot for him. I think the Phillies might be – the Phillies and the Reds, actually, tonight could be interesting. You got – pretty strong winds blowing out to right field tonight. So, you know, all your left-handed hitters there might be well. Even Aaron Altair, who's done amazing job of putting the ball opposite field. I know you probably saw it a couple times in that Rockies series. Didn't get it out of the ballpark, but he's pretty good at hitting that ball to right center. I like the Blue Jays there against Griffin. That could be interesting. the Red Sox, who, you know, they've been rocking and rolling with the sticks these last couple of days. We could attribute some of that to the Texas bullpen, but regardless, I think they're finally starting to get their groove back. And then, yeah, Baltimore-Houston's pretty interesting. I know we really only talked about Carlos Correa in that game, but, you know, you still got a couple other guys. Jake Mariznick, he's been a guy that's been hitting at the bottom of the order lately. You know, so if you want to do that wraparound stack, I think he's kind of – he's taken over for my boy Aoki.
Yeah, he has a little bit. They're kind of flip-flopping back and forth. So
But hey, Mariznick hits the ball out of the yard, so that's always going to win.
Yeah,
nine times out of ten.
Yeah, he's looked well recently. So
yeah, he had a nice catch there in the outfield too last night. All right, that's gonna do it for our show today. So, just to recap, Keith is richer than pretty much everyone in the world, and he's going to Chicago on August 13th. And if you're not signed up with us, make sure you do so. We've got monthly and yearly subscriptions, but you know, if you're kind of hanging there on the edge, use the promo code WIN when you're at DFSArmy.com. You can check us out for 7 free days. You can see what's going on in the Slack chat. You know, use the Domination Station for some golf and some NASCAR and whatnot. And, you know, see how you like it. If you don't like it, well, you know, best of luck to you. But we'd love to have you along with us on this journey. So definitely check that out. And then yeah, everybody just have a very safe Memorial Day weekend. I know shit can get kind of crazy on these weekends. As I mentioned in the Slack chat, I may drink 450 beers this weekend, but if I did, that would certainly be a record.
I probably won't drink a lot. So
yeah,
I've got a wife and family, so I got to make sure that I can be sober enough to drive.
Boring.
Hey, you know what? Family man first, brother. Family man first. I can have fun and still be sober.
I know. So. Coca-Cola is just as fun as, you know, Colt 45. All right. That'll do it. Again, everybody be safe this weekend. Keith, have a lovely weekend with you and the rest of the fam. And we'll be back Tuesday, I believe.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. For me, Keith, and the rest of the DFS Army, we go.
Peace.